Hello everybody, it's Poppin, it's your girl from Spotify's channel, Voice of Poetry. Today, we're chatting about two different performances of Poetry's Poetry. Dear Mr. President, performed by Pink, and, also, Lost Voices by Michigan poets Darius Simpson and Scott Bosley. Dear Mr. President and Lost Voices are personally very strong examples of artists spreading motivation to change sensitive subjects around the globe. And I've observed that Mr. President, this song, is based on how Pink perceives the then President of America, George W. Bush, in his running time in 2001 to 2009. Then after that, Barack Obama took the president's place. Pink deeply criticized the Bush administration. I researched. She also cares very deeply about animal rights and is involved in charity work to clean the environment. These are the topics. So, what did I say? Environment and charity work. Those are the topics that the president was not investing his time in when he was president. So people were obviously mad about that when he was, elected. This song was aimed at George W. Bush. The song basically spreads, speaks for itself. You can tell that she was disgusted about how little, little help George gave the world, and the song that she wrote, it's like a letter letting him, telling him to realize that there are a lot of undeserved people living on the streets and children who have their own rights taken from them, and Bush was basically sitting back and watching it happen. This song has a very powerful message and really can be aimed at any president or prime minister. It's a critique to all politicians as well. Politicians say they work for the people, but it's just a big circus, and everyone is trying to look like they're working for the people. But they just work for themselves. They don't think of the people, or they don't think of the poor, the homeless, or how they can damage people's lives. The song is showing that people of all social class should be treated fairly. In the song, Pink conveys her attitude very clearly, using the issues people face still, as homeless, or the gay rights, or the Iraq War, No Children Left Behind Act. Also in the song, she's heard using the lyrics, "What do you feel when you see the homeless on the streets?" Followed by, "Who do you pray for at night before you go to sleep?" This brings up the issue of homelessness and the fact that Bush had done very little to address or even acknowledge it. After that, she then asks, "Who does he pray for?" This verse addresses her value of equality and sense that they all pray to the same God. George Bush was a conservative Christian, so it couldn't be assumed that he would pray every night. Pink questions his loyalty in his position and the citizens of America by being doubtful, and his willingness to actually change the issues occurring in the United States. The song shows how our country leaders can actually be, and how careless and selfish they can be. Pink says, and I quote, sorry, "While you pave the load," sorry, I had to find it, "while you pave the road to hell," so she obviously really doesn't like this president. Yeah, so you pave the road to hell, it says. Well, thank you, Pink, for being honest with the world. Life isn't always a fairy tale. Let's wake up to that reality. But, I mean, we can make it that reality. Now, on the other hand, while Pink's poets put protests against leaders, Michigan-born poets Darius Simpson and Scott Bosley performed a very interesting form of poetry. The performance poetry took third place at the 2015 College Union's Poetry Slam Invitational in America. Speaking in each other's voices, the two Eastern Michigan University students leer into projective rights and racism, while white privilege and many more controversial pop topics took that worldwide, such as Pink's Dear Mr. President. In their performance, Simpson and Bosley take a breath to start speaking into their microphones before abruptly switching places and voicing each other's experiences. They usually idea from another performance poetry in order to voice craft a poem about speaking for others. Both Bosley and Simpson, parts of the poem, draw on personal experiences and things they've seen other women and black men go through. The idea of the poem was to show people what they look like when they're speaking for someone else. Even though we may have an immense amount of sympathy for those victims of rape or racism, we truly do not know everything about it unless we have been raped and unless we are black or are getting any racist comments. We may say something incorrect when we're standing up for that person, and that will make it so much worse. Both poetic performances protest the rightful justice and respect absolutely everyone should be owed. Even though Pink's performance also focuses on homelessness, it also resonates on the social level of equality. Both poems talk about the social aspect of the world, whereas Pink is more into suffering people, and Lost Voices is more into the social stereotypes of the world and how we treat those social stereotypes, such as the American woman or black man. Well, thank you, everyone, today. That went pretty well, actually. Yeah. Thank you.